we are up to page Dalet. Simon Tof Lamed Aleph. Tof Lamed Aleph. Sif Yud Ches. Sif Kadim Yud Ches. Okay, it's on page Dalet. We are in the middle of the Lamed about the Rebbe Yemosle. The Hine. Okay, again, everyone has the page Dalet, which follows page 6. After page 6 comes page Dalet. Yes, page 7. It's hard to see that it's a 7. It looks like a blot of ink. But it's page 7. Page 7. Page Dalet. Ois Sif Kadim Yud Ches. The Hine. The Sift has Zayin Kosavnu Delchein Hitzrichu Chacham Bedika Mishum Shelo Rasu Lismech Abitul Hatoli Belief. Okay, we learned yesterday the Chiddush. A lot of Chiddush for the Aruch Hashulchan is that you have to do two things. We are required, number one, to search for the chametz. Number two, we are required to be mevatel the chametz, according to the lamdis of the Aruch Hashulchan, which is unique to the Aruch Hashulchan. I'm certain that not everyone agrees to this lamdis. Is that min haTorah one or the other is sufficient? The Torah only says tashbisu. Tashbisu means bittel. It means that in your mind and in your heart and with your mouth, you should say the chametz is batel. The understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan is that when the Torah says bittel, it's coming to be lenient. It doesn't want you to work hard Erev Pesach, the month of Nisan, to clean chametz. Instead, go to the kollel. Go learn in the kollel, spend the whole day learning, and when it comes Erev Pesach, you just say all the chametz is batel. Torah does not want you to have to work hard. The Torah wants to go easy on you. Unlike Avodah Zarah, where the Torah wants you to get out of the Beis Medrash and go and search and seek Avodah Zarah, Asherah Avodah Zarah, and obliterate it. It's not enough to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. You have to actually destroy it. But if you want to be so good, you want to go and do a Bedika, Ma Toivu Ma Noyim, Gezunte Hey, do a Bedika. And in fact, if you do bedika, you don't have to say in those cards kol chamira v'chamia. Bedika is just as good as bittel. Period.
But bittel, if it's in your possession, you can still bittel it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
mavakar. A loaf of bread in your table. You say
that's
it's
right.
Mine.
It's not mine. I'm mavakar it. Absolutely. I'm mavakar. Anyone who wants to can have it. You put up a sign on the internet, online, Facebook, in your Facebook account, Twitter. Send out a tweet. Trump will send out a tweet. I'm here in the Oval Office. I have Ivanka's in the Oval Office, and Ivanka, she now is in the office in the West Wing, right? She has her own office. She's put a tweet. Trump put out a tweet. My daughter told me she has here on her desk a Reisman Danish. It's Hefker. Whoever wants, just jump the fence. Jump the fence. I told the Secret Service that if you have tzitzis and payas, they should let you in. And you can have the Reisman Danish in her office. So it works. Okay, the White House is Rishus HaYochid. It's private property. No legal entry, and it works. It absolutely works. Someone sent me a little picture.
Is it Rishus HaYochid defined that it belongs to private?
What?
What's the definition of Rishus HaYochid? That no one can come in?
Well, it depends. For Hilcha Shabbos is one definition.
No,
for when it comes to property, no, it means nothing. If you are in Fort Knox and you make a declaration, this object is Hefker, it's Hefker. It doesn't make a difference that you're surrounded by walls and gates and satellites and drones.
It's not privately owned, it's publicly owned.
It's Hefker. Well, that's another question. What is Hefker? That's another question. What exactly is the precise definition of Hefker? One thing means it's not yours. It's not any more mine than it is yours. Anyone can have it. Even though it's sitting on your dining room table. So Minat Torah, that's all that is necessary. I just saw a cute little picture clip. Is Ivanka is screaming at her father. And the caption is, Dad, can you please buy my chametz? Okay, I'm sure you'll see it soon enough. But in any event, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, one without the other is sufficient. You can do bittel or you can do bedika. You do not need to do both. If you do a bedika and you do not find anything, or whatever you find you destroy, there's a presumption, there's a chazaka that there is no more chametz in your possession. And if you actually happen to find chametz later on, you're not responsible. Oynis rachmana patri, I did my bedika. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that the Rabbanan stepped in and said one is not good without the other. Why? Why isn't bittel alone enough? Because the person is not sincere. We suspect that when you say kol chamira v'chamia, you're not sincere. You don't really mean it. You really, I don't want to be mevatel l'chametz. It's worth something to me. Therefore, you have to actually get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. You can't have in your closet a whole closet of liquor, schnapps, and who knows what, expensive chametz, and say, I'm mevatel it. Really, you're mevatel it? You're allowing to let someone walk into your house now and go take down $1,000 worth of chametz out of your house? You really mevatel it? We don't trust you. Therefore, get rid of it. Do a bedika. Get rid of it. If you don't want to get rid of it with a bedika, at least sell it to a guy. So why can't we do bedika alone? The concern is because if you'll do a bedika alone, maybe you won't do such a good bedika, and in the middle of Pesach you will discover chametz in your possession, and you will delay in destroying it. And if you dilly-dally for 5 minutes before you destroy it, then indeed you're chayif a bal yeira, a bal yeimotze. So in order to save a person on both ends, there should not be any issue whatsoever. Chazal required you to do two things. Number one is to do a bedika, and number two is to do bittel.
Is it
a
sale? Does a person really have a...
Absolutely. Mechilas Chametz is not a joke. It's not a kinuna. It's not a legal loophole. It's the real deal. There's so much Torah on this.
If you do
Mechilas,
why do you have to do
Bittul? Because that you're only selling Chametz that you know about. What about Chametz you don't know about? The Mechilas, the Chametz that you're selling is the Chametz that you know about. But it could very well be you have in your possession more Chametz that you do not know about. And if you discover that chametz on Pesach itself, the clock is ticking. You must destroy it immediately. And if you dilly-dally, then it shows that you want to acquire it. You still really want it. You want to retain possession. And then you become over on Baal Yeirah, Baal Yeimotze.
But if you're going away, you're not going to find it.
If you're going away, you never know. You may come back. You never know what's going to happen. You may come back. If you're going away anyway, you sell your whole house. And that's the custom. The custom is you're going away, you sell it. But if you're going away, you say, why should I sell my whole house? You're asking a question. I'm going to Israel for Pesach. And therefore, I'm not going to be in possession. I'll be mevatel it. Whatever is chametz in my house, I'm mevatel. And there's no chance that I'm going to come home, open up the door and find chametz, and then want to remain. You're asking very good. So you're asking really, it's very unlikely. You're going to come home. You're going far, far away. It's not feasible for you to return to this location where there might be chametz. Why should you need to sell it? Why should not be sufficient just to be mevatel it?
Exactly the point. You didn't make Pesach. How can you come home in the middle?
You can't until today. You can come home in the middle. Let's say you go to a hotel. There's no.
Okay, but how can you come home if you didn't make
Pesach? Why not? Let's. There's an emergency.
The whole place is chametz. So muffins are chametz.
Let's say, I'm sure it happens. Happens more often than not. Is when a person's in a hotel for the entire Yom Tov, you lay out $50,000, your whole family, and then on Chol HaMoed is an emergency. It's an emergency. It's a relative. So what do? You go home.
Come back.
You go home. The whole house is full of chametz. So you clean up a little bit. You come home and you clean up. You clean up a couple of rooms here and there. Happens all the time. So if you're not going to be mevatel the chametz before Pesach begins, and there'll be an emergency, you'll come home, and then you're going to find some cereal. Oh, I got some Cheerios here, a box of Cheerios. I'm dealing with an emergency. I'll take care of the Cheerios in an hour from now. And then hour turns into 2 hours, to 3 hours. You're over on Baal Yeirah, Baal Yeimotze. If you would have been mevatel those Cheerios before you left for your vacation, then, and you come home and there's an emergency, you're not chayif about your well about your matzah because you will mevatel it. You should still get rid of it because you have an emergency, but you're protected. You're protected. It doesn't, not necessarily. You're not a shaking when the clock is ticking. If you come, there's an emergency, you come home, and you deal with the emergency, and after the emergency is over, you discover chametz. And there's no more an emergency, but you're still in your home. You have to destroy it immediately.
Why would a person wait?
What? People wait for... you're tired. I'm tired. I want to go check my email. I want to go text someone. I want to go listen to the news. There are a million reasons why you would wait. It happens all the time.
So if you sell your house to a boy, he can come in and take possession of your house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nothing you can do about it.
Many rabbanim, not many, some rabbanim, they go to an extreme. They require you to give them the keys. They require you to write down the code to the alarm. And the code, who knows, all these to give away your, I don't know, to give away your whole identity.
Is it possible that they have to have access?
Bedika, the Mechir to a guy?
Mechir, party sales, they have to have access.
No, most Rabbanim hold, they don't have to have access. They don't have to have access.
So how can they get into your basement? If
they'll buttons? Contact you. You have, right. You leave a telephone number, you leave an address. They're like the right. UJA. They'll get to you. There's money, they'll get to you. They'll find you. They'll contact you. They'll seek you out. They'll get you. That's what most Rabbanim rely upon. When it comes to Mechir as Chametz, I've heard of Rabbanim that go to an extreme. That demand that you give them the keys and you write down all the combinations and all the codes and who knows what else you're giving away, and people get very, very turned off, very, very disturbed. But most Rabbanim don't go to that extreme. It's enough to write down your name and your address, and that's enough. Even a phone number you don't need to do. The guy who wants to get the chametz, he'll find you, he'll seek you out. It's good enough.
The chametz is one thing, but the house is...
You're not selling him the house, you're renting. You're not selling him the house, you're selling the guy the chametz, period. That's all you're selling him. You're also renting him the location upon which the chametz is resting, which means I'm renting him a closet. I'm renting him a shelf. I'm renting him pots and pans. You're not giving to a guy. You're not selling a guy pots and pans. Because if you were to sell your pots and pans to a guy, then after Yom Tov, you would have to go betoivel all your pots and pans. Pots and pans are clean. You're not going to use them on Pesach because there is some absorptions, the belias of chametz in the walls of the pots and pans, that it is sufficient to be mevatel. A mevatel, the flavor, any mashu, any small amount of absorption in the walls, the pots and pans, I'm a vato, but I am not selling a guy pots and pans. The truth is, most people, they sell almost nothing to a guy. What are you really selling? Liquor, schnapps, it's not chametz deraisa. That's chametz nuksha. That's not even real chametz. It's usually not real chametz. So it's not even necessary 100% to sell it. You're selling, what are you selling? Cheerios? 90% of the people, 95% of the people don't sell Cheerios. They throw them in the garbage. They don't want to bother with, they don't want to bother with boxes and this. They just clean out the whole closet. They don't have any chametz. Some, in fact, hold that it's not even a good idea that you should sell guy chametz gomor. There's some shittas like that. If Aaron Kohler was not, he didn't hold from that. He held, you're selling chametz, you can sell chametz gomor. You can sell bread. You can sell the real deal. So what are you really selling to the guy? Pots and pans you're not selling. Your oven you're not selling. The oven that you're not going to use. What, you got a few crumbs in the house?
Our neighbor does very well. We have a goyish neighbor, so everyone on the block has all the leftover stuff.
They give it to him. Very good. So, and he likes it. He takes it. He's not.
Why not? It gets free.
Good, okay. So there's very little today. You know, I've heard a lot of people, they don't even bother going to the roof to sell chametz. They don't have any chametz to sell. They literally do not have chametz to sell. They're not alcoholics. they don't store expensive schnapps in their house. So what are you selling? I sell because, you know, it's tradition. You go and you sell. You never know what you have. What am I really selling? I don't think I'm selling any real chametz. Elmer's glue.
Plus, you mevatel it.
You mevatel it. No, it's not enough. I mean, you mevatel whatever. That's why you don't need to really sell. There are definitely people who do not go to the rabbi to sell their chametz because they do
stuff
not.
Like mustard that's half used and things like
that. So what do you do with that? So first of all, is mustard that's half used, that's kidneys. Kidneys, you don't really need to, it's mutter.
Yeah.
So there might be some wheat, some chametz inside.
Yeah.
It's chametz nuksha. It's probably pachas mikashir. They probably, you can find a lot of lumps. The whole thing of mustard, but you have to have the shit. Mashu? But it's chametz nuksha. Maybe you're right. Okay, it could be chametz gomer. You're right, nechnami. You have alcohol. You have some in your cabinet. What's it called? Methanol alcohol.
Yeah.
That's chametz. Is that really chametz? It's not really achilas kelef. Trafficking it to a dog. Dog will be dead. Be dead within 5 minutes. So it's not really achilas kelef. It's becoming more and more rare to have real chametz to sell. Baruch Hashem. I mean, whatever, that's how it is. And the chametz they're selling is really whiskey. People who are wealthy people, they have, you know, expensive whiskey. They like the stuff, so they want to preserve it. That's also not chametz gomer. Okay, so whatever it is. Let's go further. Let's review this again. Hidei, yudchatz, hidei, b'sif, yudchatz, zayin, kosan, alam, dalchen, lishuch, hacham, medikam, mishum, shalai, ratul, ismach, abitul, datol, ibalef. Shalok, shalom, alo, yivalein, amurad. We discuss all the background we reviewed from yesterday. You have to have both together. It's not going to help bitul. If you find chametz, in other words, because what happens if on Pesach you do find chametz? I do find a Reisman's Danish. in a wrapper from Purim. Someone brought Meshalach Manos, they brought some real chametz, a bag of pretzels, and one of the grandchildren took the bag of pretzels and he ran off with it and he put it in under the bed somewhere. And now on Pesach, oh, look at this, I have mamish chametz gomor in my possession. So what will you say to yourself? I don't have to do anything. Before Pesach began, I was mevatel. I said, kol chamira v'chamira de'ika b'reshusi de'chazite de'loi chazite de'yadanele v'lo yadanele. No, that bittul was insincere. Because that bittul, I didn't know it existed. See, there's a fundamental problem when you do bittul on something you don't know about. How could you be mevatel something you don't know about? If I knew about it, maybe I would not want to be mevatel it. How can you test yourself to determine that your bittul is sincere? I have this unusual love for pretzels, especially from this particular brand. So how can you be so sure? Be so sure that your bittul is really sincere? And the proof is, why did Chazal in general require you to do a bedika and did not rely upon bittul? Because Chazal questioned your sincerity. So if Chazal questioned your sincerity, so you also should question your sincerity, especially when you're dealing with finding chametz that you did not even know existed at the time of bittul. So indeed, if you do find chametz at a bag of pretzels on Pesach itself, you have to immediately get into action and destroy it. How do you destroy it? Well, if it's Chol HaMoed, you can burn it. If it's not Chol HaMoed, it's Yom Tov, you should flush it down the toilet. That is the halacha.
You can't put it in like a garbage can outside?
Bidyevet you can. If you can't flush down the toilet. Yeah, bidyevet you can, you definitely can. But on Yom Tov you have to dispose of it immediately. You can't burn it on Yom Tov, that's not even though technically burning shaila, it's a malacha, havara. We don't get into that. You just destroy it in other means, which all of the books on Hilchos Pesach, they write only one line, flush it down the toilet. Don't ruin your pipes. Make sure you make it into crumbs. Okay, so let's see over here. Let's go further. So the fees in ein le khamis yedua lo yim khani bil lo yim yutza ka khamis ve khim bu bilosh rambam shkosa de vidir sef me khim de vidir sef de mkhuyav le khamis ka khamis you have to search after the khamis be machbos u ba khurim period avol said that's why you have to bedika avol I was saying about the places cause we reach psachim to khain hit shukha ka kham bedika shama yav le khamis khamis ein sham there's another reason you might eat it. No, another maybe in a khanami there's not maybe in a khanami the bigger pretzels, you know what, I was mavatalit and I was sincere. I was sincere. Even I imagined in my mind this scenario. Think about it. It's Erev Pesach. I'm imagining, what could I possibly have? Well, there was a bag of pretzels which I received from Shloch Manos that my grandchild disappeared with. So it's very likely it's going to reappear on Pesach. You know what? I want to be mevatel it. But I don't want to go spend 2 hours searching for it. So I'm mevatel it. Now on Pesach I find it. Do I have to go and destroy it? I was sincere in my bittul. Yes, because you may forget in 10 minutes from now and eat it. So even though you can be certain that you were sincere in your bittul, you still have to destroy it because you can forget yourself and you may be nichshol in eating. And it doesn't make a difference if you eat chametz that you own or you eat chametz that you don't own. Eating chametz is an iser karetz on Pesach regardless of if you own it or don't own it. Having enough of chametz, you're finished.
Can you put a keli over it that you know that would cover it up,
That's not enough on Yom Tov itself when you can't destroy it for whatever reason or Shabbos.
I'm saying on Yom Tov when you can't destroy it.
So then you should. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to destroy it at the first available moment. But if you are unable to do so, then you do indeed cover it up. But when the first moment it becomes available, when you can destroy it, you mechuyev to destroy it, and you should not leave it around because you may come to eat it. Mm-hmm. And that eating is doesn't make a difference if you own it, you don't own it. That's right. A separate avera. V'im kei lo shayich ela kishach chametz lefaneinu b'makom yidua, aval b'makom she'en yidua lo shayich shema yovel lechol v'im kei lefi zeh adam she'en lo chametz yidua tesagile b'bitul. It would be enough b'bitul. If you don't know about it, that would be Vulai Dal Ze Omar Hagoin Shuv Bakalboy, the Chomets Yadua Loi Mahani Bittel. If it's known it's not Mahani Bittel, Kaloyman, Birabon, the Ain Sefer Kalbu Biyadi, L'ayin bo, omim gam l'das ha-toyisus m'koymos sh'machnisim b'mchomitz v'holchim sham p'shito sh'yesh chashash shema yesh sh'mchomitz v'yavu l'och. Okay, so the bottom line over here is just repeat the basic halachas is we have to summarize what we said before. You have to do both. You have to do bittul and you have to do bedika. You have to do bittul really for bedika really for two reasons. Number one, who says you're sincere? Number two, even if you are sincere, you may come to eat it. Therefore, bittul bedika must be done no matter what. But you don't have to do bedika in places where you don't generally bring chametz. Your test. V'cheinu isi me'achlekes im oivrim al-bevalira al-chametz she'inu yedua. And what happens if you have chametz you do not know about? I do not know about, and I was never mevatled. Okay, theoretical case. A person did not say Erev Pesach kol chamira. He did not, kol chamira, he did not, was not mevatled. And as far as he knows, he does not have in his possession chametz. But he does. Is he oiver inadvertently on Baal Yeiroah Baal Yeimotzeh? So he really said above, and we learned yesterday, that you're not. You're not. If you do a bedika, if you do a bedikah, and you, as far as you know, you have nothing in your possession, he said you're an oynis. Oynis rachmana patre. Maybe here he means when you did not do a bedikah, you did not do a bedikah, so you cannot rely upon the chazakah, but as far as you know, you do not possess this chametz. Are you oyver baliwa balimotze, imoim balaliwa al chametz she'en yudu of the yeshraes lakan lakan, ulani estaiti near the ain kan machlekes, there's no machlekes, vishnei midrabonon, vishnei madregos yesh bechametz, she'en yudu. So he wants to say over the following yisaylis. There are two different categories with regard to chametz and yedua. Ha'achas b'mekoymos shedargon lahachnis bohem chametz ela she'eina yedua sheyesh bohem ato chametz uveze vaday oivrim b'bal yirok yishayimse bohem chametz. The hashenis is b'mekoymos she'ein machnisin bohem chametz ve'era shenimso sham chametz. So the chaygav the pshita she'ein oivim olah bebal yiroah shebevadai min haTorah ein lechuyim klal livdak b'sham period. Or the Mishnah the Arba Asar tnan kol makom she'ein machnisin boi chametz ein tzach bedika pshita she'ein oivim al bal yiroah bal yimatze sham chametz period. So let's review the yisoid outside. The rule is very simple. He paskins if you have a place shedarkon lehaniach bo chametz, it is common for chametz to be in this location, and you did not make an inspection, and you were not mevatel, and then you discover on Pesach chametz indeed is there, and as far as you know, you never thought about it. I never realized. I left over a box of Cheerios in the closet. It's my derech to put the Cheerios back when I finish having breakfast. Do I remember if I finished off the box? Did I not finish off the box? I don't remember. I have no clue. But that's what I do every day. Every day I have Cheerios and I put the box in the closet. And now on Pesach I discover to my horror that there is Cheerios in the closet. The Aruch HaShulchan says this individual is in violation of Baal Yeiroah, Baal Yeimotzeh. He is in trouble. He's Chayv Malkus. If he had Asra, he needs to do tshuva. He's in a lot of trouble. But if it's in the basement, in the boiler room, a place that you never bring chametz, and you happen to go down there on the Yom Tov and you discover that there is a box of Cheerios in the boiler room, and never would imagine it would have been there, potter. There is no Baal Yeroah, Baal Yeimotzeh, because it's not a place that you expect for there to be chametz. This is his pshara in the halacha of where a person is not mevatel the chametz, and as far as he knows, he thinks, he assumes there is no chametz, and now is shocked to discover there is chametz. Two different madrigot, he calls, and two different halachas. Halacha chaf, v'yesh mivim miperish rashi, ahach the mefarish, the hayotze bishayara, with regard to a person that's traveling on Pesach. What does Rashi there say? So the situation is a person is out, he's out on business far away, and his intent is to return home on Pesach. So here is the case. The case is over here, it's September. And in September, you're going overseas, and your return ticket says you're coming back on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So now in September, am I mechuyev to make a bedika? I'm leaving today. I'm going to China for business. I'm coming back Chol HaMoed Pesach. Do I have to do a bedika on my bayis before I leave? Rashi says yes, you must do so. I feel yotze b'tchilas hashana. No perish Rashi. D'chi ha'hodah b'mei Pesach. When you come back on Pesach, Over Olecha, you will then be, if you do not make a bedika, and you come back on Pesach, and you discover there to be chametz, you're going to be chayav bal yeroheh bal yemotzei. V'ahi shaita lab rishusehi, the levatla. At that point in time, it's too late to be levatla because it's already Pesach, already has begun. So you find yourself now in a situation where it's in your possession and you fail to be levatl, you may fail to destroy it because you left in September and you're going to be over on Bali or Bali Matze. Therefore, you should see to it that before you leave in September that you destroy it and you make a medika and you ruin it, you remove it. Who, when you see it now when you return, over alecha ad kan l'shoinei. The mashon, what is mashon? The kol zman she'ena roya, ena over. That if you do not know about it, you now have some Rashi, it's Mashra. Now here we want to be medayik in Rashi, one extra word. The one extra word is Uchishero Ehu. When you come back on Pesach and you see it, the moment you see it, you're Chayvim Baal Yerua Baal Yimotze. The implication is that if you do not see it, what you do not know is good for you. And as long as I do not know that it exists, I'm going to be Potter. So he wants to, so someone want to be Mechadish in Rashi, even though indeed it's true. You have chametz in your possession, in a place, shederech, shemachnisin by chametz, as long as you do not know, you are good to go. That rhymes. Okay, you're, what? You're not over, you're about
yimotzei. What happens
after you? So then after Pesach, Pesach is over, let bygones be bygones.
But it was over.
You want to say it's chametz over, love of Pesach? Maybe yes, maybe that's another shayla. But one thing is certain, I do not have any responsibility in Shemayim for violating Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzei. And you can bring many rayas to this principle in Halacha. In the Halacha, many times we have a principle, don't ask, don't tell. If you don't know about something, then the Halacha is one way. When you know about something, the Halacha is not. If you do not know there's a taruvis, you do not know that there's a mixture of kosher and treif, then for that person, the Halacha is that it's mutter. The other person who knows about the situation, fame the halacha is that it's awesome. There are many such type of scenarios in halacha that not knowing works to your benefit in halacha. So you can make a very strong argument that if you have a house, it's a makon shederech shemachnisin by chametz, but I just don't know about it. I don't know. I'm just knocking open the front door. I'm coming here home. I'm knocking. So I open up the front door. I may discover that there is chametz inside. Now that I know about it, that will trigger in my mind the penalty of Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzei. That's what's mashma from Rashi, because Rashi says you first become over Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzei kishayir ehu when you see it. So Aruch HaShulchan says to say such an interpretation, Rashi, is a grave mistake. V'cholila loymar kein. This principle does not work here in this situation. The bevadai, certainly, im yodea. So if you know, even if you do not see, it's a derech shemakim shemachnisam chametz. Oyver gam im loy ro. Even if you do not see, those who learn Rashi in this fashion are making a mistake. The hacha mari sheperish bebeiso v'lo badak. Here we're dealing in the case where you leave your home and you don't make a dika. The ino yode im yesham chametz im aim shem chametz. The case of Rashi is disgusting. When Rashi says you see it, means you don't even know if you have it all together. You don't know. It was if you know you have it and you just don't see it, then you're going to be chayef. But if you, the case over here is when you don't even know.
Well, if you don't know, it may be in a closet, and you say, if it's in that closet, I'm not going to open up to see it.
So I think what he means is you have to go bust the normal assumption. Normally, if you have to, take a bet. Okay, if you would have to cast, take a bet. Is there, open up that closet, is there going to be a box of Cheerios? What are the chances?
You say probably not.
If it's over 51%, then you automatically oyver, even though you don't know. That's what he's saying over here. According to Aruch HaShulchan, if you would say that it's at least 51% chance that I open up the closet, I'm going to find a box of Cheerios, you oyver, even though you did not open the closet.
Oh, you're
right. Yeah, Baal Yerua Baal Yemotzei. That's exactly what he's saying over here. If there is a possibility, a likely possibility, you're over automatically. And those people who want to learn in Rashi, then no, even if it's 99% chance that it's there, as long as I don't open up the closet, I'm potter. The Aruch HaShulchan says they're dead wrong to say that in Rashi. It's not so. If this is a derech, a makom, shemachnisim lechametz, and there's a likely possibility, even though you're not certain, you're still going to be over. Only time when it's less than 50% chance, then you have a reason to say you're going to be potter. When you find it, then you're going to be over mafreya. When it becomes certain, Yavar, you're going to be oyver. Rashi just used an expression which is common, but not need to be taken literally. As long as you can eat, you can feed to your animals. Why do you have to say chay and behema? So the Gemara, the reason why it's the chaya mishum dematzna la, chayas have a tendency to hide, to store chametz. So you may think that it's not a good idea to feed a chaya chametz erev Pesach, because the chaya is going to run off with the chametz and store it in a secret location. The kasru hatoysis the ein oyver mishum baal yamtin baal. Ein oyver mishum bal yamtin. I think it means bal yor bal yimotzei. The nafkolon meloy yimotzei. The ein zem motzui. The kevon shein yadu yehechon hu ad kalashaynei. So they also, since it's not certain, if it's not certain that the animal walked off with it, you can assume that the animal did not, and therefore, even if you do discover later on the animal did, you're not going to be oyver bal yor bal yimotzei. The gam rashi kos of the im that's not ein oyver the beisyei seif ayin sham. The Bitugu Bizer, the Sviel Lay, the Shein Roya in Oyver. If you don't see, you're not Oyver. With Mahani Araya Zo, the Hokan Mari Shaboda Kiroi, El, the Kaimlan, the Lechashin, Shetatsni Kedaki. He's going to the whole Togamodi, we're not going to go to now. Vim Hoya Behekrach, Shetatsni, Bevade, Hoya Oyver. But if you know for a fact the animal's going to store Chomets, for sure you're going to be Oyver. Ach, Kvar Kosu Taisis, the Atzmam Sheisham Sheishkilik Bein Chayel, the Huldo. There are different types of animals. There are weasels and there are chayos. Chuldos always store. Chayos do not store. The chayaloi matzno kulahai ayin sham. Ruki mokam shem achnisim el chametz she'ein oiver afilo nimsa sham chametz k'mashkosa v'asiv ha'koidim. Okay, so that's what he leaves over there. That sugya. Okay, we just reviewed over here some basic yisoidos. We'll leave it with that for today. We'll stop now. We'll take a short break, and then we'll talk about a very interesting topic. And I'll leave you in suspense until we finish the.